Harold Hamm, who is a, I don't know any other way to describe Harold, but certainly a pioneer in fracking and horizontal drilling and unearthing the genius of the Bakken, bringing oil from that rock, is, of course, America's oil champion, Continental Resources, a company that he's led for decades. And really, very early on, one of the small group of folks and a couple other companies said there is a lot of oil in the rock under North Dakota.
All right, we got him.
And last night, a presidential candidate said we're going to end the oil industry. I can't even imagine when your blood, sweat, and tears have gone into an industry like that, and that's what you hear. Harold, thanks for taking a little time for us. How are you?
I'm just fine, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice. I was flabbergasted last night. Absolutely on the floor flabbergasted. When he jumps the shark and goes from, you know, end fracking, okay fracking, no fracking, yes fracking, to I'm going to end the oil industry. What were your thoughts when you heard that?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. I wasn't surprised at all. You know, we've been knowing where they've come from, you know, for the last, since the 70s. All you have to do is go back and look at his record. You know, he voted for the Fuel Use Act in 1978. Under Carter's failed energy plan that basically mandated only the use of coal and eliminated any possibility of using clean burning natural gas. That was in 1978, and that technology was taken around the world. I mean, he's not about the environment. You know, he's anti-environment. He's anti-oil. They want to do away with the voting block and a support block, you know, from what they considered Texas and Oklahoma Republican conservative businessmen. And that's been the plan ever since. So I wasn't surprised at all. We're not going against coal, but 100% of anything is not good. And that's where he was at then. All you have to do is look back to H.R. 5146, that the bill that mandated coal.
If he got his wish, if he were to get elected, Harold, and got his wish to end oil, talk to the consumer. People aren't going to worry about Harold Hamm. People aren't going to worry about the oil industry. They should, because the employees contribute mightily, and it's a big part of our economy. But they're going to worry about their own pocketbook. What's going to happen if he gets his way?
Well, this is all about Americans. You know, if he wins, you know, think about going back to $6 gasoline and diesel prices. That's where you're headed. You know, it's there's no secret about it. The Bakken's a good example, Scott. If you'll recall, diesel was $4.50 a gallon when the Bakken was discovered up there, and we brought that on, and diesel prices went down to 2.25. You know, from $4.50 to 2.25. So that's the difference, you know, between scarcity and abundance. And if this guy gets in there, let me tell you, the consumers are going to be hurting.
We have a little weekend some change until the election. Do you think last night will have enough impact on Pennsylvania and other places that it will help the president get across the finish line, maybe without it being razor close?
Well, it's not only Pennsylvania, it's every state, you know, every producing state, and it's all the states that have suppliers in it. Now, let's take your neighbor up there. You know, you walk over to Minnesota and Wisconsin. I mean, that's where the premium white sand mines are, okay? And those guys not doing well, okay? So they need help as well. So if those states that need manufacturing jobs and depend upon clean burning natural gas, you know, to bring all those jobs back. I mean, we've provided a ton of jobs, you know, because we have adequate supply today. So, you know, we need to think about the commercial aspect of